Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church in our prayer room ministry. So delighted today to be back on our broadcast for our praise, for our study in the Word of God. I'm sorry. I just thank and praise God tonight for everything that he's doing and have done. I give God all the praise and all the glory. I magnify his holy name on tonight. I bless his name. Hallelujah. God is such a good God. He's so worthy to be praised. God is worthy. We're going to get ready to start We're going to get ready to start our study in the Word of God. We're going to have a short devotion. Let me get this. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Just 1 second. We're going to be coming from, let's see, this consolidated. Psalms 31 on today. Psalms 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. Into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul and adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hands of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of my iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and my spiritual might. They that didn't see me fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. Wait a minute, y'all. Somebody calling me. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. I have just read you the first 14 verses of Psalm 31. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to just have a song right now.
And most I saw all
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just come right now, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we just thank you right now for this opportunity to study your word together on tonight. Father, I ask you right now, God, to just open up our understanding, God, open up our minds and our hearts on tonight that we may receive your word, understand your word, and apply your word to our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We just give you glory. We give you honor on tonight, God. I ask you right now, God, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. I ask you right now to cover their families right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Father, I ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Father, we bind up the strong man on tonight. We bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast. We bind up the strong man from our lives, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Lord, we want to hear you tonight. We love you. We thank you. Father, you're awesome. Father, in the name of Jesus, just open us up so we can understand. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen. 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 So let it be. So let it be. We Amen. Just thank and praise God for this opportunity on tonight. We're going to get ready to go on into our word. You can, whoever's going to read.
Okay, chapter 15 of Judges. But it came to within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid, and he said, I will go in to my wife into the church. But her father would not suffer him to go in. And her father said, I utterly thought that thou hadst utterly hated her. Therefore I gave her to thy companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. And Samson said concerning them, now shall I be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure. And Samson went and caught 300 foxes and took firebrands and turned tails to tails and put a firebrand in the midst between two tails. And then he set the brands on fire and let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines and burnt up both the shocks and also the standing corn with the vineyards and olives. Then the Philistines said, who have done this? And they answered, Samson, the son-in-law of a Timnite, because he had taken his wife and given her to his companion. And the Philistines came up and burnt her, and her father was fired. And Samson said unto them, though ye have done this, yet will I be avenged of you, and after that I will see. And he smote them hip and thigh, and a greater slaughter, and went down and dwelt in the top of the rock of Ephraim. Then the Philistines went up and pitched in Judah and spread themselves in Lehi. And the men of Judah said, why are ye come up against us? And they answered, to bind up Samson are we come up to do to him as he hath done to us. Then 300 men of Judah went up to the top of the rock, Edom, and said to Samson, knowest thou not that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that thou hast done upon us, unto us? And he said unto them, as they said unto me, so have I done unto them. And they said unto him, we are come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hands of the Philistines. And Samson said unto them, swear unto me that ye will not fall upon me yourselves. And they spake unto him, saying, no, but will we bind thee fast and deliver thee unto their hand? But surely we will not kill thee. And they bound him with two new cords and brought him up from the rock. And then he came into Lehi, signs shouted against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosened from off his hands. And he found a new jaw bone of ass,
and put forth his hand and took it, and slew and 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaped upon heap, with the jaw of an ass, have I slain 1,000 men. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking, the way the jawbone out of his hand, excuse me, and called that place Ramahlehi. And he said, and he was a sore archer, and called on the Lord and said, thou hast given this great deliverer into the hand of thy servant, and now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of uncircumcised. But God clave a hollow place that was in the jaw, and came water thereout. And when he took, and when he had drunk, came down, and he revived. Wherefore he came, wherefore he called the name thereof Enhakkor, which is in Lehi unto this day. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. That is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Chapter 16. Then went Samson to Gaza, and saw there a harlot, and went in unto her. And he was told that Gazai, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gate of the city, and the two posts, and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of an hill that is before Hebron. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the Lord of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see within his great strength lies, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy greatest strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, if thou bind me with 7 green withs that were never dry, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the Lord of Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he broke the withs, thread of tow is broken when it touches the fire. So his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if thou bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Delilah therefore took new rope and bound him therewith, and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liars and wait abiding in the chamber. And he breaks them from off his arm like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if thou weavest the seven locks of my head with the web, and she fastened it with a pin, and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awaked, out of his sleep, and went away with the pin of the beam, and with the web, and said unto him, how canst thou say I love thee, but thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein thou great strength lies. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, there has not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaved, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like another, and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he hath shown me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up upon her and brought money in her hand, in their hands. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with feathers and brass. And he did grind in the prison house. And howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaved. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their God, and to rejoice. For they said, our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands. And when the people saw, they praised their God. For they said, our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy, and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport, set him between the pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women, that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was born up of the one that of the one with his right hand and of the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the Lord and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burying place of Manoah, his father, and he judged Israel 20 years. Chapter 17. And there was a man of Mount Ephraim whose name was Micah. And he said unto his mother, the 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from thee, about which thou cursedst and spakest also in my ears. Behold, the silver is with me. I took it. And his mother said, blessed be thou of the Lord my God. And when he had restored the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, I had wholly dedicated the silver unto the Lord from my hand for my son to make a graven image and a molten image. Now, therefore, I will restore it unto thee. Yet he restored the money unto his mother, and his mother took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to the founder who made thereof a graven image and a molten image, and they were in the house of Micah. And the man Micah had an house of God and made an ephod and teraphim and consecrated one of his sons who became his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And there was a young man out of Bethlehem, Judah, of the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he sojourned there. And the man departed out of the city of Bethlehem, Judah, to sojourn where he could find a place. And he came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, as he journeyed. And Micah said unto him, whence comest thou? I am a Levite of Bethlehem, Judah, and I go to sojourn where I may find a place. And Micah said unto him, dwell with me, and be unto me a father and a priest, and I will give thee 10 shekels of silver by the year and a suit of apparel and thy victuals. So the Levite went in, and the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was unto him as one of his sons. And Michael consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest and was in the house of Michael. Then said Michael, now know I have that the Lord will do me good, seeing I have a Levite to my priest. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen, amen. This is good. I know we kind of went from Samson to Michael, but it's still, all of it is so good and interesting. So we're going to start at chapter 15. When Samson's wife was taken from him, what did he do?
Verse 5. He set the command on fire.
Okay. what one person talk at a time. We're gonna respect each other. Go ahead. Somebody.
Well, I was just saying he set the Philistine community or region on fire.
And what verse is that?
That's what I was looking for. That's chapter 15, because it said he took foxes, live foxes, and put their tails together and set them on fire. Let me see.
Okay, we try to get the verses and stuff.
It's chapter 15.
So anybody else have something to add on to that?
I have it with verse 5, and that he said five arrows and burned up their harvest.
Okay. It's in the fifth verse.
And it starts at 4. Then Samson went and caught 300 foxes, and he took torches, turned the foxes tail to tail, and put a torch between each pair of tails. When he had set the torches on fire, he let the foxes go into the standing grain of the Philistines and burned up both the shocks and the standing grain, as well as the vineyards and the olive groves.
Amen. What did Samson use to kill some Philistine men?
The jawbone of an ass.
Okay. What verse is that?
Verse 16, when he looked like he's singing a psalm of his victory, but let's see.
Okay.
But I know verse 16, his psalm is, with the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps.
Okay. Someone else? That's good. Anyone else have something on it? Because we want everybody to get in.
Oh, here it
anybody
is.
Anybody have something
verse
on it?
Verse 15.
Okay.
He found the fresh jawbone of a donkey, reached out his hand and took it, and killed 1,000 men with it. And then the psalm. Verse 16, with the jaw donkey heaps upon heaps. With the jawbone of a donkey, I have slayed 1,000 men.
Amen. Anybody else have anything on it?
I had the same thing.
Okay. How many men did he kill? Anybody?
Was it 1,000?
1,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he killed 1,000 men. Let's go on to chapter 16. What did the lords of the Philistines offer Delilah for information against Samson's strength? And the verse that comes with it.
It's verse number 5. They offered her. Well, let me just read it. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherewith his great strength lies, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him and afflict him, and we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver.
Okay.
So 1,100 pieces of silver.
Okay. What was it that made Samson so strong? What was it?
It was his locks. He had 7 locks in his hair. So only. Well, I don't necessarily know if white people can wear locks, but do that mean he was black because he had locks? I thought it was in the movie that I watched, he just had long hair. But reading it, he had locks. And locks is like dreadlocks, right?
I don't know if it was dreadlocks or not, but and that's not really, the locks is not really what made him strong. You know that, right?
Right.
Can anybody tell me what made him strong?
He got his strength from God, and that was from his mama becoming a Nazarite, and he was a Nazarite in his mama's womb. But
right.
But it said if they cut it, then that will make him weak.
Right. That's right.
But then never mind.
Go ahead. Anybody else have something on it to tell me what kept him strong?
The Spirit of the Lord, which I know we said that, but I was just thinking about how when it said that he thought he would go out and shake off the stronghold of the enemy as before, and the scriptures say, but the Spirit of the Lord had left him. So, thinking about that.
But it's anybody else before I answer the question? Okay. What was it that made Samson strong was because he had never had razor on his head. He had never cut his hair. And that thing, let me see, did I lose it? I think it's in 17, verse 17, that he told her all his heart and unto her, there has not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite upon God from my mama's womb. And that's partly what Ray said, but she just said that last part. It's really because he had never cut his hair. And once he, okay, I want to answer no other question. Okay, and let me see, what did the Philistine? Okay, and once she cut his hair, somebody cut them locks, that's when he got weak. But as long as he never put a razor on his head, he stayed strong. Okay, what did the Philistine?
I wanted to say something else about prophecy.
Okay,
but one of his weakness, like women, because this lady just did him like this three times, and he still told her what was happening, what was his weakness was. Like, he didn't get it. So, I mean, it's probably just me, but I feel like his weakness was a woman, too, because he sat up there and told her everything.
Right. You sure right about that, because
like,
when he
first
started.
She sent him three times.
Yep, she sure did. Because, you know, at first, how he killed the people about his wife or whatever he did to them. And then now he done found a harlot that he likes. And he's telling her his most deepest secrets and stuff that God is doing. You know, how God protects him and what makes him strong. Those are things you don't just tell anybody, anybody. So it's something about that. I mean, I can't get it either because maybe that's the way it was meant to be. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what's the way, because if I knew that cutting my hair would get me killed or get me messed up, I surely wouldn't tell no woman or nobody, period. But he did. And like you said, she done tried to kill him this the third time. She set him up, and he still told her. But he really liked it, the lady, the harlot. He really liked her. So How many people did Samson kill at his death? How many? It's in verse 27.
About 3,000.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 3,000 people. And you know, we've seen so many movies and things about Samson. And then he right here in the Word of God. But the ultimate use for Samson was that God made him a deliverer to Israel. He said Israel, he delivered them from the Philistines. So that's really basically all he was doing. God brought him up, raised him from his mother's womb. That was the thing, just to deliver Israel. Mhm. Okay. Chapter 17. It says, "Who was Michael's first priest?"
Verse 5, one of Michael's sons.
Yep. It was one of his sons. Mhm. Verse 5. Okay. Who did Micah find to be his priest later?
It was a Levite.
Yeah, it was a Levite. I think it's around about verse number 9 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael said unto him, it probably was 8, whence cometh thou? And he said unto him, I am a Levite of Bethlehem, Judah, and I go to sojourn where I may find a place. And Michael said unto him, dwell with me, and be unto me a father and a priest, and I will give thee 10 shekels of silver in a suit of apparel, and in thy victual. So the Levite went in. Okay, let me ask the next question. How did Micah pay his priest?
Say it again. 10 shekels of silver by
yeah.
the year?
Yeah, by the year. That's right. I was going to say, I think I just read it. Yep. Now we jump from Samson to Michael, but do you understand about Samson and why God brought him up the way he did, why he allowed him to be a Nazarite even in his mother's womb? Do everybody understand why? Do you understand why? I just told you why. To deliver Israel.
As a judge.
The deliverer. He was a judge, but God used him to deliver Israel from the Philistines. Out of the hands of the Philistines. And that's why he was a Nazarite from birth.
So what's the emphasis of? I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm good. Mm-mm, no, come on.
Well, when you say because he was a Nazarite, so what's the emphasis on him being a Nazarite?
A Nazarite, that he was. Come on. Don't finish asking your question.
Well, I'm saying, is there some emphasis on him being a Nazarite? What if he was a Amorite or something else? But is it because of his calling to deliver the Israelites or the Philistines? But so the being a Nazarite, that didn't have any meaning or have any emphasis on what God was doing.
Well, yeah, because a Nazarite is like he had to be consecrated. You know, remember when we read last on Tuesday, he couldn't have no strong wine, no nothing. Even in the mother's womb, she couldn't eat nothing strong, no. I think it said cream of tartar, no vine, no grapes, no wine, no strong drink. God called him to consecration so he could use him. Even he had to bring up somebody to deliver Israel. He didn't have anybody at that point. So he got this woman, and she and to carry the deliverer of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he told her it's not to be a razor to shave his head. He gave instructions for what he could not do. And when things would happen, the power of the Lord would fall on him. You know, when God touched him, that's when things happened. But he did deliver Israel. He killed so many people and stuff like that. He burnt down stuff, and he did what he was supposed to, what he was called to do, because he was called to do that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he didn't even stay living a long time like the men of the Old Testament stayed living. You see what I'm saying? He didn't stay living that long, but long enough for God for him to deliver Israel. That was long enough for the Lord to use him. Any more questions or comments? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really enjoyed everything. Even we're going to get into it, really into it with Micah. I hate, you know, Micah was good, too. Yeah.
I did have a question, Dr. Apostle Dr. Deborah.
Okay.
Is this Micah? Is this the same as the this is the prophet Micah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because this is the most I've read about him besides what he wrote. And I'm sure I've read this whole book before, but, yeah, it's really good to study with other people because everyone has a different perspective. And it helps you capture more than just reading by yourself.
Absolutely. Yes, it
does. Yes, that was really good what Prophetess Martin said about the Samson, that his weakness was women. But he did go through some because his wife, you know, they kept stealing his wife or whatever. And
Well, the thing is,
he fell in love with foreign women.
But it was her father was trying to get her away from him for some reason. And he was upset. That's why he started the fire.
Yeah.
I think Micah was a judge. I really think that.
And I was thinking about the prophet Micah. Yeah, he was wealthy. I'm trying to see. So this might be a different Micah than the prophet Micah.
Mm-hmm. Because this Micah had some kind of gods and stuff. He said, and the man Micah had a house of God and made an ephod and a teraphim and consecrated one of his sons who became his priest.
Yeah, because the prophet Micah came later.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know the chronological time frame. So, yeah, that's something.
But he has some idols, this Micah. He has those gods and stuff like that.
But I was really looking at verse 12, chapter 17, verse 12. So Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest and lived in the house of Micah. And then Micah said, now I know that the Lord will be good to me since I have a Levite as a priest. So he sounds like a wealthy man, but then he knows God. And like, how did he have the power to consecrate?
Well, yes. You don't
be good.
Well, he knew God, but he still had some idols, like, you know, people today. We know God. We say we know him, but we still have some idols sitting around in the house. You know what I'm saying? He had a house full of gods. He had idol gods. And he had to get them things. You know, I guess he had to get them out of there. But he felt like a Levite. He could pay that Levite because the Levite didn't have an inheritance. So if he could pay him, he would do what he would ask him to do. You know what I'm saying? Levites didn't have an inheritance. So by him giving him money and stuff, he was like, okay. And he felt like if a Levite was in his house, he would be blessed. So I just thank and praise God for each one of you all that's come on to support. We have a nice bit of people on here now, so I thank and praise God for that. We're going to get ready to close out. And it was good. This was some good studying. So on Tuesday, by the grace of God, we live, nothing happened. We'll be on chapter 18 and 19. And then we won't have the study the next Thursday, but we'll have 18 and 19. And so, you know, I'm see how God gonna lead me, because I got a couple of more classes I want to start, but I'm trying to hold up and see. I'm praying about the demonology class, and we need to get a leadership going, a class going for leadership. So, and it's a lot of the people that's on the live broadcast want the leadership as well, but I was telling them they have to be members, you know. So I'm gonna see, but I'm gonna wait. I'm just trying to take a little break, but you know, I might start teaching on demonology. I don't know. I'm just gotta pray and let God lead me. So y'all be praying for me. I'm gonna get ready to close out, and I'll see you all in the morning, Father. By the grace of God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for opening up our understanding and our mind on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to cover everyone that's under the sound of my voice and their families, Lord. We just thank you on tonight. We're so grateful tonight. Just cover them, God. Bless them tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to just allow us to apply everything we learn to our lives on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We pray. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. So we're going to get ready to get off. I would be on the live by the grace of God in the morning, and I'll let you all know about this other Thursday. You know, I don't want to start anything yet, but I am going to. I don't know whether I'm going to teach demonology or a leadership class, but I'll let you all know. So God bless you all. You all have a good night. I love y'all.
Amen. Love you.
Love you, Apostle. Love y'all, everybody. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.